Thanks for joining us for episode 77 of the 0 to 60 podcast by LeithCars.com. I'm your host and local gearhead, Mark Arson. Now, here's a special audio version of our 0 to 60 TV episode, Part 2, featuring the Nissan Ariya EV and how much better our charging experience turned out to be at an EVgo DC fast charger in Cary, North Carolina. Welcome to the 0 to 60 podcast with episode 77 in 3, 2, 1. In part one of our Nissan Ariya Big EV road trip to the coast of North Carolina, the performance of our Empower Plus model was exceptional. What wasn't, however, was the charging infrastructure we met along the way. That's why I've enlisted the help of Derek Parker, our Leith Nissan product specialist, to show us how to better use the high-tech help inside the Nissan Ariya to make your EV road trip a great one.
LeithCars.com 0 to 60 with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
Derek, you've got our directions plugged into this EVgo station, which I guess, do you guys use it at Leith Nissan for your EVs?
No, we have actually our own charging stations, actually several charging stations that will provide you with standard charging, which is the 220, 240 source, as well as a DC fast charger. So we have on-premises charging, which, by the way, is also open to the public. You know, you
guys, it is?
You can actually come by anytime, 24 hours a day. However,
is there a cost?
No, if you're a Nissan owner. Nissan owner, and you know the passcode for the station to access the station. So
you get that when you buy an EV from Nissan?
Yes.
I wanted to see how many DC fast chargers there are in the Cary area, because that was one of our issues in Wilmington in the other video. They really don't have that many. And the one in downtown Wilmington, as it turned out, that we tried to use was the only DC fast charger. It was a charge point station. Mm-hmm. The other charge point stations in Wilmington were all the
level 2, 220, 240 volt.
Yeah. 240 volts, what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. So really, we didn't have any other option to fast charge in Wilmington. And then when that fast charger, level 3 charger, failed to work for us at two different locations in that parking deck, that's when we got stuck with having to use a level 2 of the Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And then we were saved by a commercial business that had the same type charger you guys have. That was a DC fast charger, but it was putting out 20 kilowatts. So it took forever to charge this car. The cool thing about doing this part 2 video is that this is the same car.
Yeah.
This is the exact same car.
How about that?
So thank you for finding it.
No, it's not a good thing. It should have been sold by now.
It should have been sold, actually.
But we're still working on it. It's still available, folks, at a discount. How about that?
Well, yeah, at a discount because we put some miles on it.
Put a few miles on it. Still brand new, and you don't lose any of your miles for your warranty.
Yeah. So, this car has been to the beach almost and back.
There you go.
In my research of Cary's level 3 chargers, there's only two that I could find within the Cary city limits. Everything else is a level 2, 240 volt. So this is kind of a new deal. Have you been to this one, this EVgo?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I have not.
This EVgo, and there's another one by Electrify America, are mainly being used by people coming off the highway, like we are now, from out of town, and they're on their way somewhere else, or maybe they're coming to the Cary area from out of town and they're headed back from where they came from, right?
Right.
Otherwise, if you're just going across town, you would be using the level 2 because you might only need
a few minutes, time to sit and take a snack, walk through the mall, may just relax for 15 or 20 minutes.
And get 20 extra miles.
That's it.
Charge out of it. The EVgo station is at the shops of Kildare on Kildare Farm Road in Cary.
Sure it is.
Wow, here it is.
Yep.
And what's the situation? I think I should try to download the app on my phone here.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Just like I'm regular public.
Right.
Trying to use this thing.
Right.
And but you can talk me through it.
Okay.
And see if I get to a sticking point and let's successfully charge this at EVgo and Cary.
Let's do it. All right. I think we can do it.
All right. Now, the green, it's saying it's ready to charge.
Charge, yes. That's just a charge light. Let you know it's ready to charge.
It's ready to charge.
Ready.
All right, Nissan Ariya, here we go again. Well, you saw me praying to the EV God.
Yes, you were,
when
sir.
We got to Chick-fil-A.
Well, I had a whole lot of confidence in the Chick-fil-A. Once you found a 220, you was fine. That's an easy plug
and that's why, I mean, that's why I did that research, and everybody raved about it. It's always working, and it did. All right, so we'll save you the part of me having to download the app, create the account, and get the confirmation email and put my credit card in. Kind of like we did in Wilmington in part one of the big EV adventure in our Nissan Ariya. But now we're in Cary, and we're about to see if I can get this EVgo DC fast charger to hook up with our Ariya and start charging. So it looks like it's showing where we are, which is...
Yep.
Looks like it is, yeah. High Meadow is the road back there. Mm-hmm. So it's showing me my current location. Mm-hmm. It's not telling me, say, welcome Mark Arson, but it's not telling me anything else I need to do. Simultaneous charging available. Mm-hmm. Start session in your EVgo app.
So scan program card on the RFID reader below or start that session in the EVgo app.
In the app, but I wonder,
Well, here's the thing.
Do I click on it?
We haven't assigned a vehicle to your account.
Here we go. Look at this. Okay. So it's showing where we are, Marin.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they have names for all these.
Each station has its own name.
We're at the combo 350 kilowatt,
yep.
Which it'll reduce it for us, I guess.
Yes.
Or are we? How do we know? Because it says Marin? Yeah. Oh, and the other one's called Ivy.
Right.
So we're at the 350. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to hit that, and it shows the picture, which is kind of what the charge point was doing, on Justin's phone, it wasn't showing the unit that we were parked at. It was showing the unit two spaces over. Anyway. That was part of that weirdness.
That's Marion. Okay.
So I'm just going to choose one of these, I guess. Mm-hmm. Shops of Kildare.
That's right.
Available to charge 99¢ plus 40¢
per kilowatt hour.
Mm-hmm. Connect cable. Swipe to charge. Yep. Connect and then so now I just hit to start.
Yep. Swipe to start.
Swipe connect. Swipe connect.
Swipe to start.
What am I swiping? Oh.
Yeah.
Like
you
that?
Did. You did.
Oh, I did it.
Yeah. Connecting to your vehicle.
So now it says connecting to your vehicle. Okay. This is the big moment.
Now, this may take a minute because we just saw with a fellow EVer pulling
up. Yeah, there's
a
guy next to us.
But we're using the app where he didn't use the app before. Why are you keep going back out of the app?
Well, because they sent me another verification code because the first one didn't go through. Connection successful.
We got green light.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow.
Now, let's check rate of charge here. State of charge, we're at 64%. Your last time, we're only using that 40 kilowatts right now.
Okay, so it's only putting out but it's going up slightly.
Well, it's fluctuating.
It's fluctuating.
Yeah, it's fluctuating.
So it's only putting out 42 kilowatts, but hey, that's better than 26.9.
What? Yes, and this is close to what you'll find at my dealership. Somewhere between that 40, 42, maybe 46, 47, depending.
Okay,
that's very common.
And just like we had in Wilmington, it shows you the time elapsed that you're charging. When we finally DC fast charged, we were there for 2.5 hours.
Right.
Which is terrible.
Insane.
But it was only putting out 20 kilowatts. This one's putting out 41.
There you go.
Energy dispensed 0.6 kWh. And this is now we're not filling up this battery, but this is an 87 kilowatt an hour battery.
Right.
So we were all the way down, 2%, which you don't want to do.
Exactly.
It's not good for anything to let it go, even your cell phone, right?
Exactly.
Your mobile phone. But
this little example is kind of interesting how our fellow EVer, is out at 118 kilowatts
on his.
It's
taking in more.
And then we're at 41. So that's going to just lead Derek to do some more dumpster diving and then see if there's some adjustment I can make personally.
Yeah, Derek, this is a thing, and it's part of what fascinates me about the EVs. There are so many different things to learn about this technology. You think you know enough with your internal combustion, you know, cars that we've had all these decades. But this is a whole new world.
It is.
And every time I dive into something about it, and I've written blogs about it for LeithCars.com, there is something new I learn.
I want to demonstrate how an EV can fit in your world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So the more information you give me about your daily routine, the more I can cater and customize and show you how it can fit.
So what would you do if we had just gotten in this car? And obviously we're at the charge station, mm-hmm. but how would you search for this charge station?
So just sat in, just turned the car yep. on, go into my infotainment center. We're going to go all apps. Okay. And this is just one method. There's a couple of methods, but okay. the easy way is here. You're going to go EV charging and charge stations locations. The system itself will automatically start populating charge stations that are closest to your geographical location. Mm-hmm. It'll give you indications here on the left side of what type of stations are available at mm-hmm. the location. If you want to know more details, you would just hit the I. Hitting the I will let you know of the actual address, a phone number to dial to those sources, and then how many stations are available, how many are available. This gives you a clear picture of what's out there as you search along.
Now, I noticed this, and we're seeing it again here. Mm-hmm. So you got one that says red, and mm-hmm. then we got green. What does that mean?
The red either means it's unavailable or not working at that time.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
That's very important to know.
Yeah.
The yellow lets you know that those are DC fast chargers.
Oh,
so these okay. are level two options, and that's going to be a DC fast charger.
That I did not know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we're right now charging at 50 kilowatts.
So hold on. So quick charge. We're at quick charge. Yeah.
Right.
50 kilowatts.
Mm-hmm. Well, technically, what this says is 50, but technically we can uh-huh. go up to 130. So let's just hit okay on that.
But what? Okay. Now it shows, because before it said 7.2. That's not
right.
what we're doing.
Right.
Okay.
So right now, If I were able to get up to 130 kilowatts worth of input, yeah. it would take me right at 1 hour and 5 minutes to get to 100%, but only 10 minutes to get to 80%.
So it looks like we have a successful charging session here.
Yep.
Derek, you want to walk us through what the screen is saying?
Well, we're currently at 99% state of charge. It took us roughly an hour to get there based on where we started out at. Look like it's consumed 28.4 kilowatts. The key here is this 7 kilowatts. It's saying that the station already knows about it, what state of charge we're at, and it greatly reduced the output, again, to help protect the battery.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So do I stop this on my app, I guess?
Yeah, I guess we can. Let's do it. Let's try it.
See, now it's... I've totally lost my session. EVgo, you would think it would go back to my current session.
Location or charger name.
Oh, and this is Marin. So this one's been good. It just hasn't been completely 100% user friendly.
You ready to stop, Bill?
Stop, yes. In session. So we're just doing it by the screen,
yep.
not through the app. Yeah, there seems to be some slight disconnect with the app.
And you always want to wait when using a DC fast charger to completely disconnect.
Communication-wise,
don't go pulling it.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to. I don't know what'll happen, but you don't want to. So we'll give it some time.
Processing.
Yep.
It's almost like it went through the
same process.
Cycle of starting. Yeah, connecting. All right. So
done.
Done. All right. So,
thank you. There we go.
All right. Is that good?
Yep.
All right. There we
click,
go.
Click.
Click, click. Double click.
Click.
Derek, thank you so much for filling in the gaps from part one on the Nissan Ariya on our big EV road trip. Great demonstration of charging. We were successful. Where do people need to go to learn more about this car in Leaf Nissan?
Well, how about to learn everything about the Nissan Ariya? Come to Leaf Nissan in Cary, 2100 Auto Park Boulevard, or visit us on the web at www.leafnissan.com.
Be sure to look for our 0-60 TV video of this episode for the full story, and look for part one when we took the Nissan Ariya on a road trip from Raleigh to Wilmington. You'll find the episode on our Leaf Cars YouTube channel. We hope you'll follow us for exclusive content on social at Leith Cars and visit the media tab on our website, LeithCars.com. You'll also find us on TikTok at Leith Cars Motorsports.
0 to 60 is a production of LeithCars.com. Like us on Facebook at Leith Cars.
The copyright in this podcast and its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.